Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 56, verses 6 through 8. And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to minister to Him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be His servants, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Sovereign Lord declares, He who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them besides those already gathered. Better than stinky fish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. What is the strangest food you've ever smelled, or actually tasted? Different countries have different foods that are local favorites. But just because people in one place love a certain food doesn't mean everyone will love it. Some Scandinavian countries have the tradition of eating fish prepared in a special way. People who grew up eating it may think it is delicious. But people who aren't used to it may hold their noses and call it stinky fish. No thanks. The Old Testament Israelites had some traditions that may have seemed equally strange to people who hadn't grown up with them. One of God's Old Testament rules for them was called the Sabbath day. Every week, they had one whole day when they stopped their regular work to rest, worship, and remember what God had done for them. Can you imagine how strange that seemed to people from other countries? They might have said, You stop working for an entire day? No thanks. I've got things to do. That's why these words from Isaiah are so surprising. Isaiah talks about foreigners, people from other nations, joining the Israelites on their Sabbaths. Even though these foreigners hadn't grown up following Israel's customs, they wanted to worship and to be like the Israelites. That's as strange as people from other countries wanting to eat stinky fish. Why did they want to join the Israelites? They wanted to join them because they had come to know that the true God wasn't only for the Israelites. He was for them, too. And He wasn't just a God that gave people rest one day of the week. He promised eternal rest through the Savior who was coming. That Savior was Jesus. You are proof that God's promise is still coming true today. Your family and your congregation are probably not made up of people from Israel. This means you are also a group of foreigners who have joined to do the same thing they did for so long. When your family stops what you are doing to listen to God's word, you are enjoying the rest Jesus gives. All around the world, foreigners from all sorts of backgrounds and countries are still joining God's people to do the same thing. They do this because Jesus is not like stinky fish, something only certain people might enjoy. Jesus is for everyone. His love is for everyone. His promise of heaven is for everyone. And that includes you. We pray. Dear Jesus, you are the Savior of all people. Thank you for gathering me into your family of believers through your word. Gather even more people around the world into your family. In your name we pray. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.